come to the light of the sun, immediately you get out of your room again. Immediately. Similarly, although God is far, far away, He is everywhere at the same time. That is God's nature. Simply we have to agree that now I shall realize without any difficulty, very easily. Savai pumsa paro dharma jato bhakti radho khaje. Jayatma suprasidati. And without spiritual realization, you cannot have peace of mind. That is impossible. If you want to have peace of this world, of your mind, of your society, of your family, simply by amassing money, by material advance, it will never be possible. But if you improve a little in spiritual life, you become immediately happy. So your business is how to become happy, because by nature you are happy. Disease conditioned that happiness being checked. So this is our disease condition, this material conditional life, this body. So, as one intelligent person puts himself under the treatment of a physician to get out of the disease, similarly, human life is meant for putting himself to the expert physician who can cure you from your material disease. That is your business. Tasmād gurum gurum prapaddita jigyāsu se uttamam. That is the injunction of all Vedic literature. Just like Krishna, Krishna's teaching Arjuna. Arjuna is surrendering to Krishna. Shishyasteham sādhimāṁ prapannam. My dear Krishna, so long I was speaking with you just as friends. Now I surrender unto you as your student, as your disciple. You become my spiritual master and teach me properly. This is the process. Arjuna is exampling himself, that he's accepting Krishna as the spiritual master, teacher. And then Krishna began to teach this Bhagavad Gita, and he changed his decision, and he was freed from all anxieties. This is spiritual life. So this spiritual realization is easier than any kind of material realization, because we are not meant for material realization. We are meant for spiritual realization, the human form. So that we should take advantage of. That is the mission of human form. If we miss this, then we are committing suicide.
Simply because everything in the material world is temporary. Nothing is actually real. Nothing is permanent. It's a reflection of reality. The reality is actually spiritual. And you can't find something real, you can't find something permanent in a temporary situation. An example is that you see a reflection of some fruit in the mirror, and it looks very nice, and you become very hungry, and you reach out and try to get the fruit. So you're not going to get it, no matter how hard you try. This is the material advancement. This is the material concept. You're looking for eternal happiness, looking for a permanent solution of all your problems, but you're turning to a reflection of reality. You're not at the real thing. Real happiness is not even the material world. People think, if I had a car, if I had a beautiful wife, or if I had this or that, then I'll be happy. Actually, it's a reflection, just trying to get out the mirror, trying to get the fruit through the mirror. It doesn't work that way. You have to be intelligent enough to realize this is not real. It's just a reflection. And then you must turn your face to the real fruit. It's behind you, and you couldn't see it, but you must turn around. That's what Krishna consciousness is. To turn to Krishna, turn to reality. Everyone in the material world is so intent. The fix in the mind, I must get the fruit. I must have happiness. I must have success. I must have this. I must have that. And they don't use their intelligence. They're so deluded by the illusion of the mirror, they can't think correctly. They don't realize this is simply an illusion. So the process is of turning to reality also is very simple. Simply to hear. Simply hear about Krishna. Come to this temple, hear Krishna's name being chanted. Hear about the pastimes of Krishna. Hear about the words of Krishna as he spoke Bhagavad Gita. And this is turning to Krishna. This is what it means to turn to Krishna. Through your ears, through your mind, through your consciousness, just to engage in Krishna, to turn to reality. And then you'll see, as all the devotees here have seen, this is a permanent solution. Their permanent happiness. It's not just a temporary, it's not a reflection. Maharaj Parikshit was a great saintly king who found out that he was going to die within 7 days. So he sought out Sukadeva Swami, a great saintly person, and he asked him about what is the absolute truth, what is Krishna. And Sukadeva Goswami, the great sage, said that you've asked the most intelligent question. You've asked about Krishna. You've asked about the absolute truth. This is the most intelligent thing we can do. All day long, everyone is asking questions. Every second there's a question coming in our mind, and then the next second there's an answer. This goes on and on eternally. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, our spiritual master wrote that even the birds and the trees, every second is a question and an answer. On and on. Where do I get food next? How do I do this? How do I do that? Always questions and answers. But there's no end to them. Until you ask about Krishna, until you ask about the final question, the question about the absolute truth. And this brings you to the ultimate answer. And that answer is that you are the servant of God. Everything we see around us is here simply for the pleasure of Krishna. We ourselves were created simply for the pleasure of God. There's no other meaning to our existence but to please God. But in material consciousness, the idea is, how can I get pleasure for myself? So this is actually fighting the absolute truth. The absolute truth is that everything about us, all the food, all the trees, the air, the mountains, the beautiful things, everything is here simply because Krishna wants it here for his enjoyment. And we're here simply for Krishna's enjoyment. So if our consciousness is saying, how could I enjoy? How could I get pleasure out of all these things? Then we're going against the absolute truth. And we can't possibly be happy. So first we have to surrender. We have to realize everything is here for the pleasure of God. So let me use everything for the pleasure of God. Let me utilize all my time, all my energy. If I have money, then I'll give my money. I'll use my words. I'll use to speak about Krishna. I'll use my ears to hear about Krishna. I'll glorify Krishna. I'll tell people about Krishna. I'll work for Krishna. So this leads us to perfection. We're back in our constitutional position as a servant of God. In the material world, being a servant means that we're in a lower position. But actually, in spiritual life, it's just the opposite. We're in a high position. We reach perfection. We don't become unhappy. In the material world, a servant could be kicked by his master or treated ill, and he's unhappy. That's why we don't like the idea of being a servant. We like the idea of being a master. Actually, to become the servant of God is not like that. It's blissful. It's like if a son thinks that, oh, I don't want to obey my father. I want to be independent on my own. So the little child runs away from home thinking that he's going to be independent. He's going to get pleasure for himself. So he's just going to suffer. He's not going to enjoy. But then finally, when he realizes that I must go back to my father, I'm not independent. I'm eternally dependent upon my father. As long as I'm in this position. So he goes back to his father, and it's not an unpleasant meeting. The father isn't very mad. He beats him and hurts him. Surrendering to Krishna is not like that. The Krishna becomes very angry with you. No, it's a very blissful occasion. You're reunited with your father. Reunited in your actual position. And it's a very blissful reunion to meet Krishna again. This is Krishna consciousness. To go back to home, back to Godhead. Is actually all that everybody wants, is spiritual life. They're looking for the pleasure of spiritual life in the material world. So we simply tell people that you can find pleasure in the spiritual world. That's where it really is. And the way to do that is simply to chant the name of Krishna. Chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is practically engaging ourselves with Krishna, practically turning to him. It's not vague. not uncertain. You're singing Krishna's names. You're engaging all these senses in Krishna. And you can see for yourself practically, yes, I'm back with Krishna now. I'm making progress in spiritual life.
Devananda, you can speak something.
This platform of God consciousness, or being reunited with the Absolute Truth, being fixed in the eternal natural position of the soul as Satchidananda Vigraha, in full blissful knowledge, in perfect form as a servitor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, cannot be realized by the attempt of exploration of this sensual world, and it cannot be understood or approached by force of mind or intelligence. So nobody who is willing to spend his lifetime in the false and illusory fading pursuits of this world is able to come to the final conclusion of how to bring about that eternal blissful feeling which he so much desires. And neither he's able to advise anybody else as to what the cause of all causes is and to how he can attain himself that realm of unalloyed happiness. So the process for finding out the Absolute Truth is not to search in this world, nor is it to speculate by means of our mind and intelligence, but it's to accept the Absolute Truth as it is presented by the Personality of Godhead Himself, who is the original spiritual master, seated in everybody's heart. And He can be known as soon as one is willing to turn his attention towards Him. The inner God, or the Personality of Godhead seated in the heart, is one of two gurus. The other guru is the external guru, or spiritual master, who appears to the inquiring soul and by the mercy of Godhead Himself. And it is said in the scripture that by the mercy of the Personality of Godhead Krishna, one receives a bona fide spiritual master. And by the mercy of the bona fide spiritual master, one receives Krishna. So one should be inquiring after the Absolute Truth. And this has been determined, that no one should seek for pleasure in this material world, that we cannot presume ourselves to be God. The obvious fact is that we are not God. The additional obvious fact is that if we are not God now, we can never become God, because God is never not God. So here we are in this platform of not God, and we're being kicked by other not gods and thinking very puffed up thoughts that we are very big. So Krishna is presenting to us a doctrine of humility, that you have to give up your vain pursuits and give up your pride, and you must surrender to Him. He's not begging for your attention in the way that somebody wants some money, some false teacher is begging. He is complete in Himself, and what He wants only is your love. If you can find out this secret, and find out somebody who can teach you that secret, the art of love of God, then your life will become perfect. So Krishna kindly sends a spiritual master, and if we can turn our ear to Him and listen with a submissive attitude and not with a challenging bent of mind, then we can appreciate the presentation of the Absolute Truth just as it is presented by the Personality of Godhead Himself. Why? Because the realized soul takes dictation from the Personality of Godhead directly, without any distortion. He makes no addition or subtraction according to his own imagination, but presents the Absolute Truth just as it was, as it is eternally being presented by the Personality of Godhead Krishna Himself. And And so we can accept it from him and make no error. Just as a child can accept from his mother, what is this? This is a watch. So we can also accept, what is the absolute truth? Krishna, from the realized soul. And the realized soul has no other business in this world except to deliver the fallen souls back home to Krishna, which is tantamount to delivering Krishna to them. So you have to be willing to accept Krishna. And Krishna is already willing to accept you. Simply as Purushottam so nicely advised, let us turn our attention in the direction of the personality of Godhead, who alone can satisfy all our desires. He is described in the Veda as satisfying fully all the desires of all beings from time immemorial. So whatever you want, you can get it from the personality of Godhead. He is supplying everything to everyone. And so we should turn our attention towards him and accept his highest blessing, which is love of himself. And in such consciousness, we can live this life peacefully, happily, in ecstatic, joyous consciousness, without making any error in our life, without wasting our time, losing all doubt as to the mission of our life, and come to the steady conclusion of intelligence that we are parts and parcels, eternal servitors in the personality of Godhead.
Any question you can put.
About the service of Lord Krishna, how does service of our fellow man come in?
How these boys are coming here? How you have come here? Is it not service? The best service. To take them out from the illusory life of material existence. The best service. This is the best service, to spread Krishna consciousness. What do you mean by service? To give him relief from the suffering, that is service. This is the best relief. Jayatma suprasidati. The Bhagavad said, that is the best service, that is the best religion. That is the best philosophy which teaches one how to love God. And as soon as he comes to that position, without any motive, without any impediment, Jayatma suprasiddhati, immediately we are satisfied. Shamin kritartosmi varam na jhachi. Dhruva Maharaj, a 5 years old boy, was insulted by his stepmother, and he wanted the kingdom of his father. So his real mother advised him, if God gives you, then you can get, otherwise it is not possible. She went to the forest. He inquired from his mother, where is God? I shall go there. The mother said, my dear boy, I think he is in the Himalaya or in the forest, because many sages go there and find out God. The 5 years old boy immediately went to the forest and he began to search out, where is God? Yes, so that means tense desire, I shall find out God, where is God? So many people went there, even Narad Muni came there. My dear boy, you are prince, you are so delicate, you are so nice, you cannot undertake this austerity, this severity, penance, finding out God, you better go home, go to your father, mother. Oh, said, oh, I don't want your advice. Can you give me a way to find out God? Then Narad Muni initiated him and he began to meditate, and ultimately he found out God. But when he saw God, he says, my dear Lord, I do not want anything. Now I am fully satisfied. Shamin kritarthosu varang na jyaj. I came here for something which is just like broken pieces of glass, but I have got the diamond. So therefore, I have nothing to ask for. Similarly, when one finds out his eternal relationship with God, loving spirit, then he can say, oh, I do not. Janglabdhya chaparangalabhang mannatenadhikang tata. In the Bhagavad Gita, you find. If you happen to say, go that standard of life, then you will feel, I have no more want. Finished. All want finished. That is the best gift. That is the best service. When a man will feel that I have no more want, I am fully satisfied. That is the best service. What is this service? Nonsense service. Suppose I am hungry. You give me some food. Does it mean that I shall not be hungry again? That food is already given also in this Krishna consciousness. That is not a very difficult job. That is being given out. But we are giving some food which will make him satisfied for good. No more hunger. That is the best service. Just try to understand what sort of service, what sort of service is this Krishna consciousness. No more hunger. No more demand. Shamin kritarthosmi. Oh, I am full satisfied. Barang na jachi. I have no more demand. Finish. And if you go materially, satisfy your hunger, this, that, oh, it is simply illusion. It will never be finished. Oh, just like you are advanced in material prosperity than other country, does it mean that you are satisfied? Why there are hippies? Why there are so many frustrated youngsters? The richest country in the world. That this richness of material, the rascals, they are following that. If we become like Americans, some industrial, we shall become happy. That is rascal life. Actual happiness is how you learn to love God. Then you get happy. Then can be achieved without any material advancement. Anywhere you can have. Without any expenditure, without any effort, without any education, without any knowledge, simply chant Hare Krishna and you will develop that love. This is the highest service to the human society. Just try to understand. Everyone will say, oh, I have now, so it's fully satisfied. Don't go on. No more stealing, no more pickpocketing. No more cheating. Because I have no want. Why shall I cheat? Why shall I cheat? Everything will be complete. Fully satisfied. Jayatma suprasidati. Suprasidati. This very word, Sanskrit word is there. You have to make yourself fully satisfied. That there will be no more. Want? Just like there is a story, Alexander and the cynic, perhaps most of you know. There was a cynic, he was a saintly person. He was sitting in a solitary place. So almost naked body, Alexander the Great went there and asked him, if I can do something for you, you are a great man. He said, please don't obstruct sunshine, please be aside. You may do this, don't obstruct the sunshine, I am quite pleased. You please set aside. Because he was fully satisfied, why this Alexander the Great will do, can do it. Jagulabdha cha paramlavang mannate nadhikamta jasmin sithe guru napi dukkhe nana vishalate. That Bhagavad Gita is fine. If you are situated in that transcendental position, then there is no demand. And if you are situated in that position, the greatest difficult position, you don't care for it. Jasmin sthite guru napi dukkhena. Guru means heaviest type of difficulty if you are put in. You don't care for it. This is life. Any condition, in any position, you are satisfied, you are not disturbed. That is required. That is called peace. And that can be achieved by Krishna consciousness, not by any other thing. Any other question?
I have a question. Are you trying to say that human beings are created for sacrifice of God from the beginning to the end?
What is your idea?
I want your idea.
First of all, I want your idea.
Well, I'm here to listen to you.
Then you listen, we are listening, that you come to Krishna consciousness, and that is perfection.
You are giving a truth aside, already handed out to me, that you have to be Krishna conscious.
Because you are not Krishna conscious. Because you are not Krishna conscious, therefore we have to teach you that you become Krishna conscious and you become happy.
That's a given truth you are giving to me.
Yes.
Well, how do you know?
Huh? How do you know it is not truth?
I don't know. I haven't found
that
out.
Therefore you take it true, because we accept the truth.
You have accepted
from Krishna.
Have you ever found out?
What is that found out?
That being Krishna conscious, you are the most happiest person.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Don't you see practical happiness? I left my home, sannyasi. I have got my wife. I have got my children, but how many children I have got?